I've never seen anything like it. Unbelievable. I mean, I think it was just one of the best performances I've ever seen. And I couldn't have it to a better guy.
What was on through your mind when you knew it was going to feature?
Well, Joe and I had a discussion, and, you know, we preached all year. I mean, you know, it's about 25 guys. It's about whatever it takes to win. You know, I got to be honest. I don't know how I would have reacted to that 10 years ago. But I said, and I know you guys don't like to hear it, you know, I've matured a lot over the last few years. And there was no one happier than me. And it was just an awesome moment and a big game for us.
You were the first to greet him when he came down, would you say?
Yeah, he's my guy from Miami. And Raul has just been phenomenal. He did that, I guess, a few weeks ago against Oakland. And I think, you know, the consensus was the same. We've never seen anything of that magnitude. It's pretty cool.
How's this mindset now that you can clinch tomorrow?
Well, again, every game is important. And, you know, today was a big game for us. We're going to come back tomorrow and capitalize.
Is this one something that possibly could strain a relationship with a manager?
No. I love Joe. And again, I'm one of the leaders of the team. And again, maybe 10 years ago, I reacted in a much different way. But I'm in a place in my career right now where team is everything. And I don't think there was anybody in the ballpark more excited for Raul than me.
What do you think when he came up the second time?
Hey, Scott.
You basically hope he hits every inning.
Come on, you got to come back.
Just a phenomenal performance. And Raul is just a key guy for us. It's just awesome. Well, I mean, especially a guy that, you know, throws the ball very heavy sinker. Raul's been that guy for us all year. Just phenomenal. Got a good pitch to hit. Both times, it just put a beautiful swing on.
Alex, when was the first time?
You know, I'm not sure. You got to talk to him a little bit. But, I mean, I think maybe having a backup in the National League may help a little bit. We don't see that type of pinch hitting around here very often. He's been phenomenal.
Alex, when was the first time you thought you might get pinch? When was the first time you thought you might get pinch hit?
Just when he walked up to me.
And what, do you remember what your first reaction is? I'm gathering you probably haven't been pinch hit for in your whole life in a game situation.
And
right?
Again, I mean, you know, Joe, we preach about team, and that's all we care about. Let's collect enough victories to win a world championship around here. And you know, when he told me, I said, Joe, you got to do exactly what you got to do. And I got up to the top step and started cheering. And just couldn't be happier for him.
Alex, when was the last time you were pinch hit for?
Maybe high school.
Are you feeling comfortable at the plate right now, Alex?
Yeah, you know what? It's as relaxed as I've been in months. And, you know, I had some pretty good swings, fouled them back. You know, playoff baseball. I mean, you're trying to do damage every time you go up. But, you know, I wish you can go up every time and hit a double or home run. Look, I wish that was me hitting two home runs tonight.
Alex,
but if it wasn't me, it was, you know, the next best guy, bro. Yeah, I mean, it's, again, it's Raul Ibanez. What a day. We'll never forget this.
Alex, do you think you still are capable of having, I mean, a moment like Raul had tonight?
Yeah, 100%. Look, Joe, I thought I saw the ball well tonight, as relaxed and comfortable as I've been in a long time. You know, sometimes when you get your pitch or two, you can't miss them. You can't fall them back. You can't leave them in the net. You wish you were, you know, 8 for 15. But the bottom line is we got a 2-1 lead, and tomorrow we have another big game, and I'll be ready to keep attacking.
Were you expecting to come to the park tomorrow and look at a lineup?
No, not at all.
I mean, you expect to
play? I am thrilled to come to the ballpark tomorrow and come play baseball.
Yeah, I mean, you expect to start?
100%, of course.
Alex, I realize you would have preferred to hit there, just given your accomplishments and your standing. You almost appreciate just how gutsy a move that was for Joe to do that.
Joe, listen, again, I'm Joe's biggest fan, so Joe's always respected me to the utmost, and I give it right back to him. We have 25 guys here. We're family. And no matter how, you know, we struggle or who does well, we just care about getting victories and wins, and that's exactly what we did tonight.
Were you expecting to move? And seriously, have you ever been?
No, I don't have. Obviously not. I've never had that situation in my career.
Have you ever been pinched before, even for an injury or a blowout?
Or high school.
Yeah.
Alex, I realize you're happy for the team, but how do you feel personally? I mean, this would have been a spot a few years ago where you'd love to have Alex Rodriguez coming up.
And look, well, tomorrow that opportunity may come back for me again. I'll be ready. I'm going to attack. There's no hedging, and I'm coming right back at him tomorrow.
Alex, you said you've matured a lot. And you reacted differently 10 years ago. Can you imagine what your reaction would have been 10 years
probably
ago?
Probably not. I can't even take my mind that long ago. But, again, we preached about the last, you know, 3 or 4 years about maturing, about being one of the leaders. And, you know, I think leadership comes in different type of forms. And, I didn't hang my head. I was top guy in the step, and it was just a tremendous opportunity to cheer your teammate on.
Not even for a moment. You didn't say, wow, he's actually doing this.
I never questioned my manager. That's where my head is. You know, I come out, I prepare very hard every day. And I got to tell you, I was as relaxed and as enthused and as positive as I've been in a long time. 0-3, that's just the way it rolls.
Alex, you're, besides everything else, people know you as kind of a thoughtful baseball guy. Would Alex Rodriguez, the manager, have done what Joe Girardi, the manager,
Again,
did?
Again, there's no hypotheticals, Joe. The bottom line is, it was an awesome, awesome win. And tomorrow's another day, and I'm coming right back at it. And I'm going to be swinging out of my ass. Well, again, you become a cheerleader. I mean, you're in the top step. You're cheering for every pitch. I mean, playoff baseball, we're trying to collect wins. That's a very good team over there. Very good bullpen. Again, guys, I wish I could go up there every time and do some serious damage because I really want to. But I felt good today. Tomorrow's another day.
Did it surprise you the extent to which they've been really kind of attacking the fastball a lot? Did it surprise you that they've been attacking the fastball a lot today?
Yeah, again, you get your pitches, you can't miss this. I mean, the difference is this much. You get a pitch, you got to put it in play, you got to hit it hard and be productive. You call it off. That's the difference between, you know, ground out and a lineup.
If you're relaxed, because you feel so relaxed now. You guys did weigh the pressures a little bit. Maybe that's some longer ago.
I think today was a big day for a lot of reasons. Big win. Every pitch, every win in the postseason, it is big. Today, it was really nice.